All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Let's hear another promise that was made by President Donald Trump during his inaugural speech. Wow, it sounded so great. It sounded really, really good.
A small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
So how do you feel about that, fellow Americans? Not the 1%. How do you feel? The people who he described as the ones who have been struggling all across America. It's been a few years now, a couple of years or so. Do you feel like you really have something to celebrate as far as what is actually taking place in your life? I don't mean, are you still hearing some words, reading some tweets that really get you excited and get you pumped up? It's not what I'm asking. Based on what is taking place in your life, the changes taking place in your life, if indeed any changes have been taking place, do you have cause to celebrate? Do you have change to celebrate? Or are you still waiting for the change? Now, we talked about the fact that President Trump he's been working feverishly to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, with no good replacement for it. Just take us back to where we were before the Affordable Care Act, when hospital executives were justifiably complaining that they were constantly providing care in their emergency rooms and were not receiving, the hospitals were not receiving financial compensation. Clinics all across the country closing because they could not be compensated, because they were treating people who had no way of reimbursing them, because they did not have health care coverage. Of course, they didn't have the money in their accounts. People, sick people all across the country, deliberately waiting until they just could not wait it out any longer before being seen in the emergency room, because they knew they had no way of paying for the medical care. And so they just suffered and suffered and suffered, until finally the suffering got so bad they had to seek help. And they'd show up all across the country in emergency room after emergency room, asking for care, asking for help, knowing they had no way of paying for the help that they needed. Hospital emergency rooms began to receive the compensation that they needed for the care they were providing. Clinics began to receive compensation, more compensation, better compensation for the care they were providing. People were not having to just suffer and suffer and suffer simply because of an inability to pay, because more people were being covered under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and so they didn't have to wait. More and more families, adults, no longer having to complain the way they once did that Medicare does not do enough for their elderly parents. A program was put in place that helped that. And as President Obama said, all that needed to be done, he and many others said, all that needed to be done was to take what was put into place and tweak it, fine tune it. But because we have so many political leaders in our nation and so many amongst we the people in our nation who do not want all Americans to have health care coverage, during the fight to get it and after it was in place, the fight to get rid of it, very strong. Do you feel like you have something to celebrate? Those of you who have already lost your coverage, do you feel like you have something to celebrate? Those of you who were having a very, very difficult time financially, remember, income inequality has been getting steadily worse and worse and worse. And there are many economists and others who say that Trump's proposal for the economy and for what will happen with regards to assistance taken away from those who need it the most, the tax law that was recently signed by our president, championed by him while it was being discussed, signed into law once it finally reached his desk. Many are saying it's going to hurt the American economy in the long run, and especially it's going to hurt people who need help the most. The middle class and the poor are really going to hurt as a result. Oh, might feel a little bit of relief early on, but after that early phase, the pain is going to kick in, and the pain that kicks in is going to be much greater than that temporary slight relief that will be experienced. He said that the people in Washington celebrated because they protected themselves, but they did not protect the rest of us. And this law, what he is in champ has signed into law and championed even before it was brought to his desk, because it fit his proposal, his budget proposal, going to cause more pain. So that's a promise he made that he's not keeping, to give us something to celebrate, to protect us. An indirect promise in that he claimed that, he said that the people in D.C. protected themselves, but not the rest of us, which is a suggestion that he would protect us. That's a promise not kept. Yeah, he is keeping some promises, no question about it. No question about it. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. That all changes. The people not sharing in wealth. Jobs leaving, factories closing, establishment protecting itself, but not the citizens of the country. The establishment experiencing victories, but not the people. The establishment experiencing triumphs, but not the people. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment, the president said. Sharing in the wealth, and he puts into law measures that are guaranteed to further enrich the wealthiest and to further deplete the resources of those who need help the most. Yeah, maybe it would be more accurate to say that he is keeping some of his promises, but he's not keeping all of them. And so far, many of the promises that he has made and kept are destructive of the nation. Those that he has broken, the promises he has made and broken, will lead to destructive measures perpetrated upon the nation. Even this whole issue of tax wars. I'm sorry, not tax wars, but tariff wars, trade wars. People are saying it's going to hurt Americans. Because when they say America, it's going to hurt America, you need to understand directly it's not going to hurt the trees or the streets the streets, or even the buildings directly. It's going to hurt Americans, we the people. We'll look into that some more this Saturday. I plan to discuss this some more this Saturday, so stay with me. But coming up, let's hear from the Lucy Craft Laney Museum historian and leader, Miss Christine Betts.